Arizona has tested at least 45,000 people for the coronavirus. Governor Doug Ducey has vowed to ramp up testing throughout the state. But the state's information about current cases is still murky. From the Fronteras Desk, KJZZ's Matthew Casey and Michel Morisco filed this report.
Experts say there are more than 200,000 undocumented immigrants living in Arizona. Some get treatment at the Phoenix Allies for Community Health Clinic, or PATCH.
They are reticent to go and get tested.
Director of Clinic Operations, Delia Ayala, says PATCH doesn't have access to COVID-19 tests. If an undocumented patient wants one, they have to weigh the risk of a hospital visit that they worry could get them deported against the benefit of knowing exactly why they're sick.
They figure if getting that positive or negative result is really not going to make that big of a difference if they're already going to isolate.
PATCH's all-volunteer staff does telescreening, monitors medication, and delivers food to people with symptoms of COVID-19 so they can stay at home. They also watch for signs that emergency care is needed, which hasn't happened yet. But little to no testing of undocumented people means there's a hole in the state's data tracking system.
It's missing a whole population's worth of numbers.
That's just one example. State officials have been tallying infections and deaths on a daily basis, but they've stonewalled reporters on specifics about those cases and have omitted crucial information. First, the context. The growth of cases on a day-to-day basis is missing from the state's public information. According to a KJZZ tally of state data, the number of cases nearly doubled from 2,000 confirmed cases April 4th to 4,000 on Wednesday. The number of people who've died doubled since about April 6th, when 65 were reported, to 142 dead Wednesday. Since last Thursday, KJZZ asked the Arizona Department of Health Services to provide a basic structure of who is being counted in the state's tally. We asked whether tribal members were being counted, inmates in federal prisons, and about detainees in immigrant detention centers. We also requested an interview with spokesman Chris Minnick. We reached out again Friday and Monday. On Tuesday, government officials told us that tribal members are included in the count, but only if they were reported to local public health agencies. Cases that were only reported to Indian Health Services then may not be included at all. Department of Health Services staff declined to go on tape. Information about 32 of Arizona's zip codes hasn't been disclosed because state officials say they haven't received approval from tribal leaders.
Just because the data is incomplete doesn't mean you shouldn't use it, says Will Humble, former director of health services and now the head of the Arizona Public Health Association.
The data that you have is the data that you go to war with.
Humble says the amount of testing in Arizona has been disappointing, and the shortcoming adds uncertainty to the models used to project when statewide hospitalizations will peak, which is right now expected to come between the end of April and mid-May.
Of course, there's uncertainties, but that doesn't mean you don't use the models that you have and the data that you have.
Humble says Arizonans' willingness to practice social distancing is why the models now project that the state can handle COVID-19's effect on the healthcare system, even if the officials interpret the models through pessimistic eyes.
We're still within our capacity, both on regular hospital beds and ICU beds.
The state and the University of Arizona announced Tuesday that a 250,000 first responders would be tested to see whether they'd had the coronavirus and then recovered. Kristen Pogreba Brown is an epidemiologist with the U of A. She is working to track ongoing cases in Pima County. We reached her via Skype.
Because we're really trying to get an idea of who's getting sick, how sick are they getting, and what kinds of risk factors they might have.
She says there are ways to determine whether the curve is flattened, but that takes knowing how many cases there are.
It's a combination of both the PCR tests to make sure that we catch the acute active infections, and then the antibody testing to get an idea of what the level of immunity is in the community.
First responders are among the most exposed people in the state, and their testing will give Arizona a reasonable model for immunity. But without further testing, Arizona could have to restart the whole process all over again. I'm Michel Marisco in Tucson.
And I'm Matthew Casey in Phoenix.